Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, dopamine warriors. Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. You know that feeling when you're stuck in a rut, those negative thoughts just keep swirling around like a never-ending storm cloud? Well, guess what? We're going to learn how to turn those storms into sunny days. Today, we're diving deep into the powerful art of reframing negative thoughts and emotions. Trust me, this isn't about burying your feelings or pretending everything is rainbows and butterflies. It's about gaining a new perspective, understanding the power of your mind, and ultimately becoming the architect of your own happiness. So buckle up, because we're about to unlock some seriously cool tools that can transform your mindset. First things first, remember that our thoughts are not facts. They're just interpretations, stories we tell ourselves about what's happening. Ever notice how you can look at the same situation and come up with a completely different explanation depending on your mood? That's because our brains are wired to seek patterns and create meaning even when there isn't always a clear answer. Next, let's talk about cognitive distortions, those sneaky little mental traps that lead us down the rabbit hole of negativity. Have you ever caught yourself thinking, "I always mess things up," or "everything is going wrong"? These are common examples of cognitive distortions, like all or nothing, thinking, and catastrophizing. The key here is to become aware of these patterns and challenge them with logic and evidence. Think about it like this. Your brain is a bit like a computer program. If it's constantly running on outdated code, it's going to produce buggy results. So we need to update that code. Practice replacing negative thoughts with more balanced and realistic ones. Instead of, "I always mess things up," try, "This didn't go as planned, but I can learn from it." Here's another game changer. Focus on the good stuff. We tend to gravitate towards negativity because it feels more intense, but there's a whole universe of positive experiences waiting to be discovered. Make a conscious effort to appreciate the little things, a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a heartfelt conversation with a friend. Remember, you are not your thoughts. You are the observer, the one who chooses how to respond. When those negative thoughts creep in, treat them like annoying mosquitoes. Acknowledge their presence, but don't let them bite. Imagine this. You're walking down the street and you see a puddle on the sidewalk. What do you do? You could trip over it, complain about how wet your shoes are going to get, or you could use it as an opportunity for a little creative expression. Pretend it's a stage for a spontaneous dance routine or a canvas for a giant masterpiece. That's the power of reframing, turning challenges into opportunities, and finding humor in the unexpected. Think about a time when you felt overwhelmed by negativity. Maybe it was after a difficult conversation, a stressful work project, or a disappointing setback. How did those thoughts make you feel? Did they drain your energy, cloud your judgment, or even sabotage your actions? Now imagine reframing those same thoughts with a more positive lens. What could be a different way to look at the situation? Could there be any hidden lessons or silver linings? Let's recap. We learned that our thoughts are not facts, they're interpretations. We also talked about cognitive distortions, those mental traps that lead us down the negativity spiral. And remember, we are not our thoughts. We can choose how to respond to them. So next time you find yourself caught in a web of negative thinking, take a deep breath and try reframing those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What's another way to look at this situation? What's the positive lesson I can learn from this experience? Ready to level up your mindset and create a more joyful life? Start by practicing gratitude daily. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small they may seem. Join our Dopamine Reset community. Share your thoughts. Connect with like-minded individuals, and let's build a world where positivity reigns supreme. Until next time, keep those dopamine levels soaring.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.